Allison Bataki is the best-selling author of the book The Traitor's Wife. She is now back with another historic novel about a leading lady largely lost in the annals of history. The Accidental Empress is a fictional portrayal of the little-known and tumultuous love story of Sisi, the Austro-Hungarian empress and captivating wife of Emperor Franz Joseph, who was plucked from obscurity at the age of 16 and thrust onto the throne in the golden era of the Habsburg court. Again, the novel is The Accidental Empress, a novel. It is published by Howard, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Allison Bataki back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Always nice to talk to you. What is it about... Let's first talk about history, and then we'll talk about this particular individual, but about history in general of looking at a fictional side of it and saying, okay, historical fiction is where I want to land.
I think the inspiration was the story of Sisi, the Empress Elizabeth, who is the figure that, you know, is referred to in the title, The Accidental Empress. And really what took me in was her story, was her as an individual. And when you have a cast of characters as compelling as Sisi and her husband, Emperor Franz Joseph, and everyone else who was at this Habsburg court, when you have a backdrop as fascinating and tumultuous and dramatic as the Habsburg court, with Walt Disney palaces and waltzes and ball gowns and the tumultuous times of this era right leading up to World War I, you have here a set of ingredients from the historical record that is so juicy, that is so fascinating, so intriguing, that really I would have been, as a writer, crazy not to rely heavily on the historical timeline and on these historical figures. And so really, I'm telling this story, it is inspired by the life of Sisi. It is, I hope, a way to make this time period come to life for people, allow people to be transported to this Habsburg court to meet this fascinating leading lady who is like a Princess Diana meets Marie Antoinette meets Anne Boleyn, all rolled into one, but in an entertaining, accessible, fun way. You know, people might not be inclined to pick up a really dry biography, but they'll pick up historical fiction. They'll chat about it with their friend. They'll chat about it in their book club. They'll look at it as it's adapted to a TV or a mini series. And in doing so, they learn about the history, but in a really fun way. And so that's really why, for me, historical fiction is the best genre, both as a reader and as a writer.
As you mentioned, the title is The Accidental Empress. So here is a young woman who finds herself in a very unexpected dilemma because she has fallen for this guy and won the heart of the young emperor. And so what is it about her, what is it about him that these two connect?
Absolutely. So Sisi travels to the court of Emperor Franz Joseph at the age of 15, and she travels with her big sister, who's actually betrothed to marry the emperor. Now, keep in mind, the emperor is probably the world's most eligible bachelor because he's this handsome young 22-year-old. His kingdom stretches from Russia in the east all the way to Italy in the west. He controls much of Europe. He's got Walt Disney-esque palaces. He's young, he's handsome, he's rich, and he's engaged to Sisi's big sis. What happens, though, when the sisters arrive at court? It's a love triangle that really, you couldn't make this stuff up. He sees Sisi and he falls madly in love with her. It's love at first sight or lust at first sight, you might say. Changes his mind, says, I'm not going to marry Big Sis. I want to marry Sisi instead. In doing so, he crosses his most powerful advisor, who happened to have set up the arranged marriage. Guess who that is? That's his mother. So that creates for a very tense family situation with mother-in-law for poor Sisi. And so Sisi, at the age of 15, is plucked from obscurity. She falls head over heels in love with this emperor. She gets pulled, swept up into this romantic fairy tale wedding. But guess what? This isn't your typical fairy tale. And after the fairy tale wedding is over, she settles into life as the Empress of the Habsburg court and realizes that it is far from easy, it is far from glamorous, it is far from a fairy tale. You're dealing with backstabbing courtiers, you're dealing with court intrigue, you're dealing with difficulties, you're now the Empress, you're expected to bear child after child after child of male heirs to carry on your husband's Habsburg line. And Sisi really has a rough go of it as Empress. And, you know, in many ways, it's a foreign story that we're transported to. We're not obviously all Habsburg emperors and empresses, but in many ways, it's very relatable because we can identify with Sisi as she goes on this journey. We watch her grow up. We root for her. We yearn with her. In many ways, her struggles are very identifiable, even to a modern audience like us.
As you say, we watch her grow up, but this is a fascinating story because she's 16 years old, for God's sakes.
I know. She's just a child. Think about a child star these days, a child star who goes overnight from having nothing to being world famous, having all the money, notoriety, fame in the world. Look how often that goes badly when you look at the child stars in pop culture. Cece is kind of like that. She's taken as a girl, as a 15-year-old girl, a free-spirited, independent, you know, intelligent tomboy, really, and she's put onto the throne of the Habsburg court, and it's a really rough transition for her, and she's now expected to be a cog in the imperial machine, and she's married to a man she barely even knows, and so it produces, obviously, all sorts of drama, all sorts of intrigue, temptation, and really, you could write a book about this. Someone should write a book about it.
Does the history, does the truth ever get in the way of a good story? Meaning, you say, oh, okay, I would love to do this. Oh, all right, but that's not really what happened.
So with Cece's raw material, the history of her life and her time period and her marriage, it is all so good and intriguing and dramatic that I would have been crazy not to rely on the history. That said, every so often in history, we get these figures who are larger than life, who are really legendary in their own time. You know, I'm thinking of Princess Diana or Jackie and John Kennedy or Marilyn Monroe, where they really are these larger than life magnetic personalities. That was Cece. And so Cece, in her own time period, had this mythology surrounding her. And so as the writer of historical fiction, I get to pull not only from the just straight up historical facts and timeline, but from the mythology and the rumors and the reports as well. And that makes it really fun. And then the other place where the fiction comes in is I have the history, I have the research at my fingertips. I can imagine this world. Now I get to build it for the reader. And it's like I get to take the reader on the journey into this world where they're inside the bedrooms and the staterooms of the Habsburg court and palace, and they're hearing conversations that, you know, didn't necessarily happen exactly like this, but I'm infusing fiction into the historical timeline and hopefully making it a really fun, rich, imaginative, informative experience for the reader.
There's also this fascinating idea of being born into this and being swept up into this life versus making the choice of I'm going to go into this life.
Yes, yes. And so Cece finds out with a very sort of harsh, harsh result the danger of getting everything you want, you know? And we are familiar with the Walt Disney-esque fairy tales where the beautiful princess falls in love with the beautiful prince and they get married and they live happily ever after. This actually takes a look behind the scenes of the fairy tale wedding the day after the wedding happens and going forward in this marriage. And it's a real story. These are real, red-blooded, complicated people. And so this is not just your typical fairy tale. And in Cece herself, the real-life figure, you know, who the accidental empress is inspired by, says after her marriage, after reality has set in, after all the illusions of the palaces and the ball gowns have faded, she says, I've awoken from a rapture with chains on my hands. She kind of was thinking, what did I get myself into? So we go on that journey with her as the reader of The Accidental Empress.
So what would it be like, let's just say, if your dad, the former governor of New York State, George Pataki, makes the decision that he's going to run for president of the United States. And is he?
You're going to have to ask him.
Okay, all right. But then you're drawn into that, right? You then have less of a say. You are then like first daughter. And I'm just curious, do you think of that when you write a book like this?
You know, if that were to happen and if my family, we were to be thrust back into the public spotlight, it would be 1/100th as hard as Cece had it because Cece was a global celebrity. She was stalked and pursued everywhere she went. People would line up for days by the side of the road just to catch a passing glimpse of her if they knew she was passing through. She was really the first celebrity. People were obsessed with her, and she had a hard time with that because she was ultimately a pretty shy, pretty sensitive individual, and that was not the right temperament to have for her job and for for her very, very public role as empress. But I did sympathize with her. I felt for her. She wanted a private life, and that just wasn't possible for her. And so a lot of what she did was in an attempt to try to regain her autonomy, regain her independence, regain some control over her life. It would have been incredibly difficult.
Because you grew up in the spotlight, and that does have to be difficult.
It does. And women in Cece's age had it much harder because, you know, women nowadays, we are allowed to be afforded the same rights as men. You know, Kate Middleton, look, she went to college. She married Will after a long and tested relationship. They were in love. Theirs was a relationship of equals. Now that she has children, she's deciding how to raise her children. Cece didn't have the luxury of those choices. Cece was not living in modern times when women had those rights established. So Cece had it very difficult as a wife, as a mother, as an empress. And we really, I think, can sympathize with her. And I hope the reader will sympathize with her throughout The Accidental Empress.
In your novel writing career, do you intend to stay along this path of writing historical fiction?
I am loving writing these historical fictions, like The Traitor's Wife and The Accidental Empress, both of which are the stories of fascinating leading ladies who have become footnotes in history. And really, their stories, I think, are so interesting and so less well known. And so I just love kind of bringing them out to life in fiction and giving them their moment in the spotlight.
Allison Pataki is the author of the new novel, The Accidental Empress. Simon & Schuster is the publisher. Allison, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Very nice to have you here. Again, Allison Pataki is the author of The Accidental Empress. The book is published by Howard from Simon & Schuster. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.